Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Rise and shine.
It's too early.
Plus,
I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood? Well, you get in the mood.
Beautiful zippity doo dah day.
How are you so happy?
Well, I am a morning person.
And a coffee.
Lots and lots of
coffee.
We're out of coffee.
It's way too early for jokes.
I disagree.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it. Let's start it off, Carla.
Let's do it.
All right. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. And by the way, he is on remote location at his home, and we have to check in with him because I guess he had a rough night last night.
He did have a rough night. I have to know what the heck happened.
He's all by himself.
You're in your house, and we'll discuss. But there's something happened.
Wow.
I think Squish is slacking off.
And they say, you know, check up. Make sure you check up on people that are living by themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Because you never know what can happen. All right.
Yes.
Congratulations. It was Russ Walsh, the latest winner, 10K payday contest. $500 in his pants. Qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize. Beasley Banker said, hey, what are you going to do with the money? Here's what Russ said.
I'll just use it for food.
Sure.
I'll eat it. We got a new baby. So.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh.
Everybody can use a little bit of free cash.
Yes. Yes.
Your next chance to win in less than an hour. We'll have a new code word for you at 7 o'clock.
Boy, speaking of which, how many of you in reconnecting with your families have discovered that you actually have one more kid than you thought? What?
And
what?
Where did you come from?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Jeez.
We do it at least once a day. My brother and two sisters hop on the text line every once in a while. We do the group chat, stuff like that.
Yeah. But, I've been checking in with my brothers. I talked to Matt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was waiting to get a pizza. I said, are you okay? Yeah, I have my mask on and my gloves. And they're coming out in masks and gloves. Other parts of the country, they're all, you know, which we probably should be, you know.
Think?
But I do the mask and gloves in
Everybody's
those places.
Doing it.
Yep.
By the way, we are live, local, in the studio. Phone lines open 702-739-9636. Just want to talk this morning, reach out to somebody. We're here for you.
Please do.
Sunshine, high today, 71, 73 the high. Tomorrow, no mention of wind, so let's see what happens with that.
All right.
Hopefully the pollen count will go down. 60 right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news here in a bit.
Listen, I want to tell you what more of these celebrities are doing to help out this cause. It's pretty amazing.
All right, we'll talk about that, plus some other stories after Billy Joel's Uptown Girl.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you the bad news first. Adam Schlesinger, I mentioned yesterday, from Fountains of Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away yesterday of complications from the virus, 52 years old. You probably know the song Stacy's Mom. That was their biggest hit. You have that, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was
You're not the little boy that I used to be. I'm all grown up now. Baby, can't you see? Stacy's
Mom. You know, when you mentioned this yesterday, I didn't put two and two together.
Right.
Boy, was he talented.
Yeah, no kidding.
And not even as much with the band as some of the outside stuff he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Great song. He did. He did a ton of stuff. He was nominated for an Oscar, a Golden Globe for writing the theme song for the movie That Thing You Do.
Right.
That song. So also had Tony nominations for his work on the musical Cry Baby. He wrote songs, a ton of original songs. For the show on CW, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, he was a talented guy, 52 years old.
Hmm.
Really sad, I know it. The good news, the Masked Singer, this show is donating 10,000 of those N95 surgical masks to New York hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
That Ken Jeong, who's on that show, one of the judges, he's a doctor. He's also a doctor, so it was announced by him. Kylie Jenner's cosmetics company is going to start making hand sanitizer for hospitals in Southern California.
Perfect.
Dolly Parton announced that she's pledging $1 million to coronavirus research. She's giving the money to Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Yeah.
And Pornhub has donated 50,000 masks to the first responders. out there who need them.
See?
So, I know. It's very
Say
cool.
what you will.
No,
but...
I think it's great. I think it's great. And they didn't have enough ball gags. So they said, you know what? I guess we can do this, right? This will help. Sure. Why not? Yes. Exactly. Good for them. Good for them. I'm telling you. Thank God for porn and wine right now. Porn and wine.
That's the only two things helping you get through this.
I said it. I said it, people. That is my take. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Carla, I think you had mentioned this yesterday as well. Dealing with music news, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, you got the new music.
Her song, Back to Me, that drops Friday, as they would say.
I'm sorry. I think it's awful.
Well,
that's me.
You be the judge. Here you go.
Play it out, too.
But I know that everything changes. All things turn to basics.
This is bad right here.
I'm coming back to me. To me.
It's nothing but auto-tune, and it sounds like every other song, but that's me.
That's a clip from her new song out tomorrow, and that is called Back to Me.
Yeah.
So if you're a Lindsay Lohan music fan.
Sweet! Lindsay's new one is dropping?
There you go. It's Pat Benatar, Heartbreaker. Everybody could use a little free money right now.
Yeah.
So the 10K Payday Contest is back. Your next chance to win in less than 30 minutes. We'll have a new code word for you. Put $500 in your pocket and qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
As we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, who is on remote location. He's been home for the last couple of weeks. One of the people not allowed back in the building for no other reason, but we closed the offices.
Yes, exactly.
And all there was a list of people that were told, you don't have to go in. Now, Morty's doing a lot of producing at home.
Yeah, he's able to do things remotely. And there's only a handful of us even allowed, and it's all upstairs.
And we got a text from him this morning that a whole bunch of stuff happened to him last night.
Wow.
We wanted to check in on him. So we have him on the phone.
Hello.
Morty, what the hell is going on there?
What's happening, dude? First of all, for anyone, you know, we've mentioned Morty is working from home. There's only a couple of us allowed in the building, and Morty is working from home, producing the show from home.
And he's by himself, and they always say you better check on friends and relatives that live by themselves, because you never know if they're okay or not. And, and
if they've broken a limb or their rice cooker crapped out.
Last night, I was, you know, I want to cook a steak. I'm gonna make some rice because I don't have potatoes or anything. And mid rice cook, it died.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, that's cool. Okay. So I, you know, did dinner, went and sat on the couch, and then I got up and I fell down. My foot is in like agonizing pain.
Oh, man. Do you think you broke your foot or toes or?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a sprain. If it feels like it's broken, but it's not swollen. But it's all
hanging.
Like left
yeah.
Hand.
It's just hanging.
I don't know because it hurts, but I also can't feel it.
And I can wiggle my toes, so that's a good sign, but it hurts, like if I put any pressure on it. So I'm literally dragging myself around my place.
Oh, God.
Thank God no one can see me.
Got to produce another best of bit.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Morty, do you
need... Meanwhile, I'm dragging myself around the floor, and Squish thinks I'm trying to play with him. So I've got this dog running, jumping all over me.
I see what we're doing. This is great.
I'm glad he's home.
Morty, can you like mask and glove up and go to the pharmacy and maybe get something to wrap it or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to make a trip to the Walgreens down the street.
Okay. Man.
All right. You need anything else from us? I mean, we can always stop by.
Mike can always stop by.
And drop it at your door and run.
That's right.
Kind of like the UPS guy did.
Yes.
Yes,
just
I know.
Bang on your door and run.
Jeez, they put on a glove to ring your bell and then run off.
Everything's good. You know, staying in, it gets to you a little bit, but every once in a while, like, I'll go on my porch, look out, and then walk back in.
Well, now you can barely go take a walk, Morty.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. Well, if you need anything, I know we're always constantly texting back and forth.
Yes, of course. But I wanted, you know, our listeners are all asking about you, Morty. And I know Morty pops on, you know, almost every day now on Facebook Live, and so everybody's asking, and we've had a few people say, is he okay? He was okay till today. Anyhow.
Now he's on the verge of death.
I'm alive.
Hang in there, buddy.
All right, thanks. You guys too.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is dial.
Dial, D-I-A-L, dial.
That's the word you need right there. For your chance to win $500, text dial to 45911. Again, that is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter dial at 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone. You do have it, right? It's free after all. Again, the word dial. You have 15 minutes to get the word out there. About a half hour. If you get a weird phone number calling you, please pick it up. It might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you won $500. Again, the word dial. Text it 45911. You have 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
You still have a couple of minutes. Just gave you a new code word. Put $500 in your pocket. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. 10K payday contest. The word is dial. You don't even have to dial the phone.
No, you don't.
But you have to enter it at 45911, the short code, or qualify for the $10,000. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 963KKLZ.com. Sunshine today, going to be nice. You know, they said it was going to be windy today again.
Yes,
but
not bad. Not yet.
They don't even mention wind in the forecast.
Good.
71 the high today, 73 tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend. By the way, for those people wondering, and I've been asked about birthday immunity month, I get a...
Okay. You going to watch a Masters, like one of the classics?
Yeah, one of the repeats.
You should do that, yeah.
A relative of mine, a niece-in-law, asked me, she goes, so do you get an abbreviated one? Do you move it down the line and celebrate me? Jody, no.
No, you get your
this
birthday.
This is it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm on record saying it's, this. Worst birthday immunity month ever.
Yeah, it's immunity year, really. Jeez.
Pretty much.
Wow.
So
I don't think it's going to be much different for mine next month, actually. So
Cinco
de Crapo is right. Jeez.
But we'll all get through this.
We will all get through this. Listen, I got to, you know what, this hour I'll tell you some of the things that are going on out there, and we'll see what you people think of this.
It's only about 60 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a lot about baseball. There is no sports, and a lot of people don't think there's going to be much sports this year, period, Mike. No Masters, no Wimbledon as of now, none of that,
yeah.
You know. But doctors at New York City hospitals are being given, lots of them, Yankees ponchos to wear because the hospitals are short on masks and gowns, and they can use them as gowns. Now, some doctors thought that they were a joke. It was kind of a joke that they were getting them, but they're grateful. But, you know, not everyone in New York is a Yankees fan. There's another team.
Right.
And that's the Mets, people. Yeah. But, you know, they're wearing them. They need them. More baseball. While we are, you know, a lot of people are waiting for checks from Uncle Sam, the minor leaguers with the Texas Rangers organization, they're getting a visit from, his name is Shin-Soo Chu is his name. Now, he's at the tail end of a seven-year, $130 million contract. He is giving almost 200 minor league players in the Texas Rangers organization $1,000 each.
Wow.
He's just sending that to them. He said, I remember when I was in the minors. He said, that's where I came up. That's where I learned the game. But he said, I would skip meals on the road to save money because I needed to buy diapers for our son. So I know what it's like.
I don't know if you've ever seen him play, especially at home in Texas.
Uh-huh.
The Asian fan base that he has comes out by the thousands.
Yes.
And when he comes up to bat, they pull out the horns,
the
clackers, and the signs.
I know it, man.
Everything else. He's and they say he's a good guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Clearly he is.
Yeah, he sure is.
It's pretty amazing when he shows up.
It is. And you guys, you know, you think it's bad here. Well, anyone who violates the mandatory quarantine in Hawaii now could face up to $5,000 in fines. Or a year in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, they are not messing around. They're not messing around there, and the police are out in full force. And if they think, you know, you shouldn't be where you are, guess what? Here you go. Now try to pay this without a job.
Mm-hmm.
So just do what you need to do wherever you are, wherever you're listening.
But I'm on vacation.
Yes, great, good. Sit in your backyard. Wash off that lounge chair and sit in your backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, but I need my car washed. I need my nails done. This sucks. It does suck, but guess what? We're doing it, aren't we? We're doing it. It is Thursday. A few things you should know.
We're here, so if you want to, you know, last hour we checked in with Morty,
mm-hmm.
who lives by himself, and they say that's a good thing to check on some of these people that might be doing the same thing, living by themselves, being isolated. However, this one woman texted in. This was pretty funny.
This is really funny. Cheryl said, "Hey, guys, thanks so much for being there. Enjoy listening to you. I'm stuck at home with a 13-month-old here, which is tough to begin with, but now my husband's working from home. 13-month-old only wants to eat cat hair off the floor and throw toys at me, and now that's all my husband wants to do as well." Oh, man, I know this is tough. What is your mood? What's your mood today?
Yeah.
What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
And how are you doing?
Yes, how are you
after
doing?
After how many days of you know, governor-ordered
isolation
where you're told to stay home.
Right. It's been, well, it's been about 3 weeks now since everything closed up. About 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
So let's do it, Carla. Let's just open the phone lines.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Just reach out, talk to us. How are you doing?
Yes, how are you doing? How is it being home with the family? Are you still working?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, some people are taking it in stride. Some people are losing it. And we just want to hear from you this morning.
We'd love to hear from you, especially like Jody just started working from home yesterday.
Right. Whew. Okay.
It's a little different now.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yes. I thank God we get along, but there are those moments.
Well.
Yesterday she said, "This is only day one."
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Too much time with one person.
All right. Dial it up or text in. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So last hour we checked up on Morty. Morty's been producing the show from home.
Yes.
And he's fine. He's okay, but
yes,
he's on that list of people here in the office that were told to stay home because he can do his job from home. So with that said, thank God we checked in on him because he... Oh, by the way, He thought he broke his ankle or something.
Yeah.
He just texted me and said, "Listen to this. My neighbor was listening. She heard the conversation on the air. She's going to get me a foot brace."
Oh, nice. Excellent.
See, that's what it probably just leave it at his door and then run. But see, that's people helping people, Carla.
Yes, I think that's great. Good, Morty. That's awesome.
702-739-9636. Hey, listen, we just want to check in and see how you're doing. So if you want to dial up and talk to somebody, maybe it's been a while. We'd love to talk to you, find out how you're doing, or you could text in like a lot of people are doing.
You know, you people are actually cracking me up, Mike. Brianna says, "My two girls are obsessed with that annoying British pig, Peppa."
Peppa. Yes.
"My 18-month-old now has started snorting when she wants something. It's really annoying. And my 2.5-year-old, she calls herself Peppa. Why did I even buy them anything or show them the first one?"
Mm-hmm.
She said, "My 18-month-old sat here this morning snorting and smiling at her plate while I was cooking bacon. I had to stop myself from telling her I was cooking Peppa for breakfast."
Nice.
See, the kids are so oblivious to everything. They don't care.
A lot of people, you know, are just frustrated. And I get this. Tamara says, and you'll understand this, Mike, as a father, anybody as a parent. She said, "I know this just sounds horrible, but if I didn't have a kid, this wouldn't be as bad.
Right.
It would be bearable, minus the whole hell in a handbasket thing.
Right.
But with the kid, it's just hideous. And I love my child, but it's awful. Oh, God. I feel for you, Tamara. And this is from a single dad. I'm a single dad working at home. All of these what to do during quarantine lists. I've yet to see one schedule or list of things that would keep my two young boys from fighting constantly.
Oh. So
people are frustrated. Man, I get it. I can't imagine having kids right now and just having to be home with them all the time.
Yeah, because all you hear is,
Mom, he looked at me. Mom, he keeps taking the remote control. Mom, he won't let me watch what I want. Mom, he's in my room. Mom, he's playing with my stuff. Mom.
That's
oh
it. I do
God.
That at home, and I don't have any kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Another guy wrote, I'm still working delivering toilet paper throughout the West Coast, believe it or not. I'm still trying to figure out how many butts there are out there. He said, but he said, thanks, Mike and Carla, for keeping me laughing on the road every single morning. By the way, my chihuahuas now speak English.
Love that. Love that. Like we've always said, we're here for you.
Yes,
we are. We'll take your calls. Who's on the phone?
Hi, Mike and Carla. This is Carol Metcalf, a teacher. How are you?
Carol, how are you? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I'm sitting in front of my computer, and right now I'm writing instructions for my wonderful, and I do mean wonderful, freshmen at Las Vegas Academy who are working on their research paper. We started it before school was let out, and they are all following through. They don't have to, but they're all following through.
Good.
Parents are writing, and when you guys talk about what the parents are saying, because the kids are home, as teachers, we're looking at it the other way. We really miss our kids and would like to get back to school, but who knows if that's going to happen and stuff. So keeping busy and keeping out of trouble, but trying to keep the kids going.
Good.
And I'm really amazed at how many, like a mom yesterday says, she can't wait to get back to school. She misses school so much and everything. Oh. So as much torture it is for the parents,
right.
The kids, you know, the kids want to get back with their friends and get back with their routines and everything. So I just wanted to let you know that we're still hanging in there as long as we can with trying to keep the education system going. But sometimes it's a little tougher than others. But
yeah.
You guys doing okay?
We are doing well. Carol, believe it or not, Mike and I don't think you or I have been around anyone but each other and one other person.
Right.
For like 4 weeks.
Wow.
It's been crazy.
I'm alone.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful dog, Chauncey, that keeps me busy when we go for walks. But you guys, it wasn't windy this morning. I turned around because it was so dang windy over here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, depending on the area you're in, I think it is a little cranky this morning.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm keeping busy and out of trouble, so I just wanted to let you guys know that we do miss our kids.
Carol, you just take care of yourself. You stay healthy and well, and please give Matt my love, too, would you?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
This week is just dragging by. I don't know why. Like it matters, right?
I know.
Does it really matter what day it is anymore?
No, it really doesn't.
Well, to John Kanasuk, it does, because he was the latest winner. 10K payday contest, Beasley Banker, giving him $500. Wanted to know what he was going to do with the money.
Oh, give it to my wife. Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, good for you. Look at that. Money well spent, I guess. Your next chance to score some free cash. Everybody needs it. Less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock, we'll have another code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. Plus more details on the contest here in minutes. Right now, another take from Carla on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, actress Allie Wentworth, and she is wife of George Stephanopoulos as well. She has tested positive for the virus. She says, I've never been sicker in my life. Her symptoms include a high fever, horrific body aches, heavy chest. She's 55. George, of course, working at home now because she had developed symptoms and he just wanted to keep an eye on her. He's 59 years old, so hopefully she'll be okay. She seems to be pulling through, but she said it's not
I can imagine.
At all.
I mean, that's all we can do. Do you know anybody who has it?
Yes, I do. Actually, on the East Coast, I do.
You
do? Yes, a good friend of a good friend of mine that I know. Yes.
See, I don't know anybody who has it.
And now I do I shouldn't say that, from Facebook Live, we have a lot of people here in town who have relatives.
Right.
Who have it, and some who are in the hospital, some who have been in the hospital. So, Yeah, I know. Okay. I know it. So, Taylor Swift paying 3 months of salaries and health care costs for the employees of a Nashville record store that she's just known all of her life. It's mm-hmm. called Grimey's New and Pre-Loved Music. The co-owner says, "I didn't even know we were on a radar, but she really stepped up to help after the recent tornadoes that struck Tennessee, and now she's trying to help a beloved small business in her city. She's pretty beautiful." So I guess she is, man. 3 months salary and healthcare costs. And, you know, I keep mentioning the porn industry. They are now entering the late night game.
Oh.
It's called Super Horny Fun Time. And it's uh-huh. they say it's the adult version of The Daily Show. And it'll air on the X-rated streaming service, Adult Time. I didn't know there was an X-rated streaming service.
I really didn't either.
That's so cool for adults. That's awesome.
Coming from a woman who lives by herself.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You're darn right. I can pop that on any old time I want to. Yes. So, yeah. So, everybody's getting into something, but this is definitely a new streaming service. I'll have to just look it up, make sure it's legit, and
I'll make sure to text you before I call.
Yes, if you would. I appreciate that, Mike. What are you doing? You don't need to know. Oh, my gosh. That is my take. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Rise and shine.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, last hour we were talking about what's it like being at home, and now your spouse or your better half probably working from home. It's been, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yes.
And some people are starting to crack every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Well, I mean, you know, with good reason. It happens. Mm-hmm. It happens. There will be better times, people. There will be better times. And look back on some of those great times, you know. It's a good time to go through your phone, that's for sure. Delete pictures, you know, or just start that file on your computer.
I found the ones of the grasshopper invasion from last year. Remember
See?
When that was our only concern
we
about going outside?
We were just talking about that.
Grasshoppers. I had just mentioned to Carla, I said, listen, we have survived the grasshopper attack of 2019.
Yeah.
We're going to survive this coronavirus.
Yeah.
My three previous marriages.
Your marriages, divorces.
So I think 9/11, everybody's
going to. 10-1, yeah.
You know, knock on wood.
Yes, I know it.
And God bless those people who are going through this virus.
Yeah. And everybody
to survive.
Who's fighting about politics. Remember when Dan Quayle spelled potatoes wrong? So I'm just saying, there are problems everywhere.
They say one of these stress relievers, like you had mentioned, Carla, is going back in time.
Yeah.
When it was better and you felt better. And,
sure.
And this is one way to do it.
Oh, man.
We're going to go through these number one songs through the past decade.
Okay. This week, 10, 20, 30, and 40 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to the number one, what was number one, and tell me if this doesn't make you feel better.
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Oh. Yeah. Just a punk, man.
How long ago?
40.
30 years ago.
Song, right, Mike?
No.
Rihanna.
Oh, she's
Rihanna.
Good.
Yes, she's good.
She's pretty hot. All right, there you go. Do you feel better now?
There we go.
She's been around for 10 years already, Rihanna?
Oh, even longer than that.
Wow.
What was her first song? Umbrella. Ella.
Oh,
Ella.
That's right.
Ella. And that was in like 2008, yeah. I think, or so.
You're right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All nice I hear from you two, blah, 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 blah,
that,
blah.
Is that Fleetwood Mac song? No, it's not.
Listen, the only reason I knew that one, Know My Name, Say My Name.
Say My Name, yeah, Destiny's Child.
It was on just recently. Jody and I watched Zoe's
incredible playlist.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's a great show. It really is.
It has a lot of musical numbers, and I like that.
It's really good.
And it's a unique show, and that was one of the songs. And I go, I like that. So. You know, you know it's Beyonce, right?
Yeah. I heard this on Glee. Well, it's okay. All right. Gotcha. It's Journey, Mike.
I don't know. Yes.
Any way you want it. That's the way
you need it.
Okay. Well, if it made you feel better, then good. Because we're all in this together. But 40 years ago, Pink Floyd.
I know. Wow. I know.
Sarah's on the phone. Sarah, what's up?
Nothing. Just hanging out listening to you guys.
Look at Sarah. I just want to talk to somebody. I don't know.
No, I'm working still.
Are you, Sarah?
I'm excited.
Oh, where are you working?
I work for a credit union. I work for a bank, so I'm essential.
Okay. Are you being careful with all the people coming in?
We're all 6 feet apart.
Good.
Yeah, and do you have the really mask on with the gloves? Because I went to my bank yesterday. Same thing. The girl had a mask on.
Yeah,
definitely.
Good.
Sanitizer, everything. Yep.
Man, and I'm glad that we can be there for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Crank it up in there.
To 11.
That's right.
Yeah.
To 11.
Sarah, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Who else is on our phone?
Morning, guys. It's Big Mike. Just checking in on my two favorite radio jockeys.
Big Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. And like I said, there's so much going on. Just checking in, listening to you guys a little bit this morning at home, finishing up some stuff, getting ready to head out for some essentials and just thinking about you guys. And Mike, wanted to remind you, man, we got some golf for you at Valley High when this is all done, and we have some for you, Carla, special we're going to bring by the station when we're all back to normal. But we love you guys and appreciate you, what you guys do on a daily basis for us.
Thank you, Big Mike. You are a doll. We appreciate it, man. Suit up. Be careful out there.
Will do. Take care, guys.
Anytime you want to check in, 702-739-9636. Phone lines are wide open. You can always do that. Hey, more free money to give away in about 10 minutes.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is quality.
Quality. Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality.
That's the word you need. Kind of like the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Uh-huh.
Quality, Mike. Enter quality of 45911. That's the number you text it to. 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Then enter quality online, 96.3kklz.com, or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, quality. You have 15 minutes to text the word. Now, if you get a weird number calling you, you know the drill. Go ahead and pick up the phone. Might be the Beasley banker wanting to tell you that you are putting $500 in your pocket. Quality, 45911 is the text number. Got 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. By the way, you still have a couple of minutes. Text the word quality to 45911 and or through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com for the $500. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Still have a few minutes to do that. Carla, listen to this. According to a men's style expert, since haircuts are pretty much not an option anymore, long hair for men's going to come back.
Okay.
It's going to be popular again.
All right.
And facial hair, that's going to be even more popular than it was before. So. Reading here, a woman from New Jersey violated the stay-at-home order. When she left home, she threw a Molotov cocktail at her boyfriend's house.
Okay. You had to leave home for that? Okay. All right.
She got arrested for that, not the Molotov.
All right. Okay.
That must have been a bad breakup.
Yeah, you think? Do you think? Well, I'm glad that's, I guess, all she did at this point.
Yeah, hope everybody's okay.
Me too, Mike. Guy from Bristol, Connecticut. You know what? Good for him. He's trying to get dates on Tinder. He has coronavirus toilet paper. James is his name. He stripped down to his boxer shorts and covered the rest of his body with stacks of toilet paper. He says, honestly, just kind of want to make people laugh, you know, maybe have some conversation. I'm working from home. I live alone. I was bored out of my mind. He said, ironically, I haven't matched up with anyone yet. So people don't know a good thing when they see it. He says, by the way, ladies, I also have a bidet. If the toilet paper doesn't bring the girls to the yard, maybe my bidet will. So I like him already. Are you kidding me? He's got toilet paper and a bidet?
Okay, and seemingly like a good sense of humor.
Yes, he does. And, Mike, this is unfortunate. Everybody's losing their minds. An 18-year-old Australian kid tried to rob a 7-Eleven with a knife. Now he was drunk and he was wearing only a rainbow-colored clown wig and boxer shorts. he was so drunk that he tripped and fell, and then he had to run off and get on his bike before cops caught up with him and arrested him. So
that seems to be a big problem when you wear the big shoes.
Yes. Yeah, you can't pedal a bike. There's no way you're going to trip over your own feet. You can't pedal a bike. And then it's like, it's the guy with the rainbow-colored wig and the big feet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that one. It is Thursday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day with the good. And maybe I'm reading this for a reason. Maybe for people just to think about it here in our own city and those surrounding us. The city of Gardner, Kansas. They are waiving electricity bills for March. Waiving them. Boom.
Wow.
The city mayor, Steve Shoot, says the city is actually absorbing the $790,000 loss. This is a smaller city, of course. But he said they can afford it. And because the gesture benefits residents greatly. He said, we're fortunate that we own our own utilities so we can authorize these changes and provide this much welcome relief for all in our community while they wait for federal government assistance or whatever it is they need. Yeah, I know. How about that? Almost $1 million when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. So good. Very
nice.
That's
a great story.
And I hope other even smaller cities, big cities, you know, are able to at least be forgiving.
Yeah.
You know, be forgiving to people who maybe can't pay their bills right now because there's nothing coming in.
We say anytime you know of a feel-good story, maybe right here in Las Vegas, a lot of people doing some great things. All you have to do is email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Heck, even better yet, call us.
Mm-hmm.
Phone lines are always open. We're live. We're local. We're in the studio. 702-739-9636. All right. Kicking off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Doing that sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find your auto, home, life, and shelter insurance agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Carla, thank God we checked in on Morty.
I know it. Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap. Is it going to be okay?
I guess he's going to be okay. I think somebody's going to bring him a brace.
Oh, his neighbor.
Yeah, his
heard the phone call and said, you know what, I'll go out and get you a foot
took
brace.
Took a little tumble, apparently going from the chair to the couch. That's all we can do now.
Squish thought, hey, it's playtime.
I know. Let's do this.
And we remind people to do that, to check in on those family and friends that live alone.
Please do.
We had people checking in with us. Thank you very much. Took a trip back in time with those number one songs.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, if you just want to feel good today, you know what today is? PB&J Day.
Yes, it
peanut
is.
Butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly time.
By the way,
does this not make you just feel good?
It's a great dance. Check it out.
And you got to do the dance while you're making the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Love it.
All right. Well, listen, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Wendy Rush is coming in next. She will have your next chance to score some money in the 10K payday contest. 11 o'clock, the next chance to win. So. All right. And remember, we're all in this together.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.